Can I just ask a final question? Was there one thing that really made you kind of laugh or really entertained you when you were doing the recordings, or what's your best memory that really really kind of sticks with you?
I don't know. There were so many, and I made friends as well. You know, I'm still in touch with the Iranian poet that I recorded. In fact, we've done projects together since. And I think. We had one session where I got various groups, and we were recording at the Gloucester FM studio, and it was a really, really hot day, and we were sweltering in this soundproof box. And we were all taking part, so we'd all sort of were singing, each of us, and we were all kind of waiting for the other in turn. And there was a real special spirit that day, I think, that, you know, the fact that, and I sang as well, it's terrible, which is the worst in a way, but the fact that we were all doing this together and being vulnerable, because it's quite a vulnerable thing to sort of sit there and suddenly to start singing. It was a really special moment, yeah.
That's wonderful that you've remained friends with someone that you just met through a community project. It's really kind of community building. You know, that's what you always hope for when you start a community project, and that's what you had at the end. So that sounds really brilliant. I suppose just one more question that came out of the last thing that you were talking about, that special day when you were singing. What was it you were singing? And could you give us a rendition? I expect the answer is no.
No, definitely. You have to look it up. I'm not sure. Yeah, I left it on, but you have to find it. Well, I grew up in Malaysia myself, but my grandfather grew up in turn. He grew up in Indonesia. And the languages are quite similar, but slightly different. And my grandfather had a favourite song he used to sing to me all the time, which is a song about a river called Bengawan Solo. So I found, I think it was quite spur of the moment. I think I did it because they all said, oh, well, you have to. And then I found myself thinking of this song and singing this song. And it was amazing, really, how emotional that was, singing it and remembering my grandfather. And in fact, actually, there was another recording I did with a Finnish lady. And she also sang some songs she remembered from her childhood. And it's incredibly emotional, because suddenly you go back into your own life and you remember this, and you remember the people who taught you this song. The real sense of heritage is not the right word. You know, of being handed down something, and that you can actually, after all these years, and, you know, being millions of miles away, or thousands of miles away, I should say, that you actually still remember it and find that it's... they're part of your, you know, part of who you are.